This is Tom Arms with the Look Ahead World Report for the week being the 21st of February. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, is off for a tour of the Balkans from next Sunday to discuss plans for the six countries to become full EU members. The Balkans, Eastern Europe and Brexit will all be on the agenda at meetings of Eurozone finance ministers and EU heads of government next week. Meanwhile, the British House of Lords start properly discussing the legislation required for Britain to leave the European Union. Donald Trump is off to Mar-a-Lago for the long President's Day weekend and to ponder the negative reaction to his infrastructure spending plans. He will also be working on the US negotiating position for the seventh round of NAFTA talks. Meanwhile, American Jewish leaders are visiting Israel Monday through Thursday for talks with Israeli political leaders. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas will be on the other side of the world in New York. He will address the UN Security Council on Tuesday. South Africa celebrates its first week without President Jacob Zuma and announces budget plans on Wednesday. Amnesty International publishes its annual report for the world human rights situation on Thursday, and in Egypt, the presidential campaign officially gets underway. Djibouti stages elections to its National Assembly on Friday. All 65 seats have to be filled. The president's party is expected to win almost all of them. And finally, February is a cold month. And so it is appropriate that Americans on Thursday warm up by celebrating fiery National Chili Day. Keep some cold drinks handy. And that was next week's News Today from lookaheadnews.com. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis for the week beginning the 21st of February. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, is off for a tour of the Balkans from next Sunday. He will visit six countries: Serbia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Montenegro, Kosovo, Macedonia, and Albania, to discuss plans for them to become full EU members by the year 2025. The Balkans, Eastern Europe, and Brexit will all be on the agenda at a series of EU meetings next week. They start with the Eurozone finance ministers on Monday, and then on Friday it is the turn of the European heads of government meeting in Brussels. Meanwhile, the British House of Lords starts properly discussing the legislation required for Britain to leave the EU. The Lords cannot block legislation, but as a body it is opposed to Brexit, and is likely to take every opportunity to amend and delay. Donald Trump is off to his Florida golfing resort, Mar-a-Lago, for the long President's Day weekend. The president will be pondering the negative reaction from environmentalists and economists to his infrastructure plans. Trump will also be working on the U.S. negotiating position for the seventh round of NAFTA talks, which start on Sunday. After the last round, Mexico and Canada expected President Trump to announce American withdrawal, but the sides have agreed to keep talking for the time being. Meanwhile, American Jewish leaders are in Israel Monday through Thursday to meet political leaders. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be quizzed about recent corruption charges. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas will be on the other side of the world in New York. He will address the UN Security Council on Tuesday, and he will talk about the Trump administration's to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. South Africa is enjoying its first week without President Jacob Zuma next week, and Cyril Ramaphosa will be celebrating his first week as president. He will be thrown into the deep end as Wednesday is Budget Day in South Africa. Amnesty International publishes its annual report on the world human rights situation on Thursday. There will be a press conference in Washington the day before. The report is expected to focus on Trump's immigration policies, problems in Rohingya, the Middle East, and Africa, and the refusal of East European countries to accept refugees. Egypt's presidential election campaign officially kicks off on Saturday. The actual election will be held on the 26th to 28th of March. Incumbent President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is expected to easily secure another 4 years in office. Djibouti stages elections to its National Assembly on Friday. All 65 seats have to be filled. the President's Party is expected to win almost all of them. And that was next week's News Today from lookaheadnews.com. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.